Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The president of Duquesne University and an expert in Supreme Court law is Dr. Ken Gormley. And I did mention, Doc, an award-winning author among your many, your nonfiction or your fiction novel, Heiress of Pittsburgh, just won an award, so kudos for that.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. It's wonderful to be on with you, Larry and Kevin. It's nice to have this balmy 21-degree weather here in Forest Hills.
Well, we'll enjoy this day because we got weather coming. But meanwhile, did Justice Breyer really want to retire? Do you get the feeling he was kind of being booted?
Oh, no. I think that he clearly made a very careful, and he is one very careful thinker. I've been really lucky to get to know Justice Breyer pretty well. He was a law professor at Harvard when I was there in the late 70s. He was known as a sort of quirky but funny guy, smart as a whip, but he has been extremely careful and practical about all of his decisions in his career. And I think that, quite honestly, I think the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg a year and a half ago or whatever it is now probably shook him up. They were very close friends, and she didn't really kind of plan things out and ended up dying while she was in office. And I think that he really has reached a conclusion that this is the time to move on and to do it in a very orderly way. And there's no question about it that the fact that, as I put in the piece in the Post-Gazette, the fact that Joe Biden is president and he's someone who is, like him, a kind of down-the-middle-of-the-road moderate, in at least by today's standards, I think that makes it much easier for him to do it right now.
And President Biden, before he was president, while he was campaigning, promised to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court if he got the opportunity. Now he has the opportunity. Some people are wondering if he is going to follow through on that promise. Others saying that he may be breaking EEOC laws. What's the rub on that?
Well, I just don't get that last talking point because, I've studied the appointment of Supreme Court justices going back to George Washington, and there have been all kinds of, just political decisions about who presidents want to appoint. Some of them geographic, some of them race, some of them gender. I remember vividly when Ronald Reagan appointed Sandra Day O'Connor. He was very much, announcing that he was appointing the first woman on the Supreme Court. So making those kinds of political judgments is part and parcel of what presidents do in deciding who to put on the court. So I don't – that part of things I think is kind of specious. But there's no question in my mind that he is going to carry out his promise. I mean, this was a very clear promise. And – it really makes a lot of sense when you think of it that there has never been a woman of color on the Supreme Court. And I think back how historic it was when Thurgood Marshall was appointed to the court by LBJ. I mean, that was a big step in American history. And he, of course, had argued Brown v. Board of Education. And it was symbolic. And that's what presidents do. Part of this is symbolic to show that all people have a voice on the court. So I see no chance that he is not going to carry out this promise.
We're with Dr. Ken Gormley, President of Duquesne University, expert in Supreme Court law. So that said, who might be that person? Now, some people have speculated that even Kamala Harris, the vice president, would be qualified.
Yeah, well, that would be an interesting move to kind of reshuffle the deck in terms of the next presidential election. I don't see that happening. You know, again, President Biden is a pretty methodical fellow, and it's not as if, when you think about it, he hasn't had plenty of time to consider this. I mean, he's been thinking about this since the campaign trail, and he's probably been assuming that Breyer at some point might step down. So I think in this case, a lot of times when people are guessing, it's hard to guess. I think in this case, the front runners are likely to be the true front runners. And so, you know, a lot of the papers from the start reported Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's on the U.S. Court of Appeals for District of Columbia, and also Justice Kruger, Leandra Kruger, who's from the California Supreme Court. I would think that they're, quite honestly, the two front runners, and I do have a thought who it's going to be. It's hard. It's always hard to guess, but there are other names thrown out. Judge Michelle Childs from South Carolina, because Congressman Jim Clyburn has been such a supporter of Biden. I don't see that happening. It would be, she's just on the district court, so she isn't a court of appeals judge yet. I think that would be too big of a leap.
Well, it's going to be fascinating. How long a process do you think this will be?
Well, I think that it will be relatively fast. It won't be the rocket docket like we saw with the last appointment during the Trump administration with Justice Amy Coney Barrett, because that was dictated by the calendar. They had to get that through. But I would expect that, you know, Biden said he'd take a month, and he may not take the whole month and then begin the process. I don't see any big roadblocks in this one. It's going to be hard for the Republicans to block a nominee unless it's someone out of the mainstream. And again, you know, my prediction is Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. She's on the D.C. Court of Appeals. She actually clerked for Justice Breyer, which makes a nice story, and that there's a number of justices who are in that mold. She was on the Harvard Law Review and was on President Obama's shortlist, and a very, incidentally, very accomplished judge who was a district court judge in D.C., which is a very prominent court. I think she's the safe bet. Biden is the person who will make a safe bet. That's my prediction. It's not going to be an extreme progressive. It's not going to be anyone who's going to shake up the political world when their name is announced. It's going to be much more down the middle in order to have it go through without a big controversy.
And it's a simple majority vote in the Senate, correct? And there's no particular qualifications. It just has to be somebody who the president nominates.
Yeah, that's a good point. And in fact, you know, in the olden days, there, like, for instance, Earl Warren was the governor of California. You don't have to be a judge on a court. I mean, he could nominate anyone. If you remember, George W. Bush nominated Harriet Meyer, who was his White House counsel. That got shot down. So it could be anyone. People have floated the name of Michelle Obama he could nominate. You know, it's fun to imagine all of these different scenarios. But again, Biden is not a risk taker. You know, he's too careful. And I think that is one of the – I think you're going to see someone picked who is in the mold of Justice Breyer himself, who was steady. And even though he was very much a liberal when he was appointed, just like Chief Justice Roberts was very conservative when he was appointed, our country has pushed more to the far left than the far right. And Biden is very much in the middle. And so is Breyer. And I think that you're going to see someone in that mold, which will make it a lot easier for Republicans, and certainly any senators like Joe Manchin will be on board, to support her. Ketanji Brown Jackson was just supported with three Republican votes in her bid for the Court of Appeals. So I just don't see that this one is going to be really contentious, which may be a really good thing for our country, quite honestly, to not have to go through a big battle every time we have a Supreme Court appointment.
Dr. Ken Gormley, president of Duquesne University, award-winning author, heiress of Pittsburgh. Thanks, Doc. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate the input.
It is always my pleasure to be on the greatest morning show in the United States.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.